We continue on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, three lines down from the top. Yom Tiglach HaZikna. So this is again going back on the Mishnah on Ches Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says Yom, isn't one of the personal Yom Edom, not a communal Yom Ed, was the day when they would shave their beard, Tiglach HaZikna Ublariso, shave their beard and or their hair. Ublariso is their mullet. Right, they had this. They would grow their hair in the back, and they would shave that as well. So those seem to be two separate rituals. One is shaving your face, and one is shaving the hair in the back of your head. And that's what the Gemara wants to clarify. Which one is the holiday? Is it shaving the beard, or the face, or the hair, or is it shaving the back of the mullet in the back? Iboilahu heichik tani. Yom tiklach hazikno v'hanachas plariso, o dilma yom tiklach hazikno v'havaras plariso. Which one is the holiday? Is it the day where they shave off the hair except for the mullet in the back? Or is the holiday the day that they shave their head and also the day that they shave the hair in the back? So are there two separate holidays or is it one holiday? Tashma. The Tanya Tarvayu, Yom Tiklach HaZikno V'Hanachas Plariso, Yom Tiklach HaZikno V'Havaras Plariso. Well, we have Brisa, which actually quotes both. One Brisa says that when they shave off the head and they leave the hair in the back, and the other Brisa says one day that they shave the beard or the hair and the day when they shave off the hair in the back. So there are two different approaches. Sounds like we don't know because we don't have an answer to our question. The Brises, different Brises quote different approaches. Now the Gemara goes on a bit of a tangent, not focusing on this question about when is the holiday, which when they shave the mullet or they shave the rest of their hair. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ora Cheres Yesh Lehem Beromi. There actually is another holiday which our Mishnah didn't mention, Achas L'Shivim Shana, that once every 70 years, Mivian Adam Shalem, they take a healthy person, Umar Kivan Oso Al-Adam Chiger, and they put him on the shoulders of someone who is limp, and they clothe him with the begadim of Adam Harishon. This is a reference, as Rashi points out, the healthy person on top of a limp person. That's Esav riding on top of Yaakov. And they give Esav, the man on top, the bigde Adam Harishon. Those are the bigde chamudot, the special clothing that Yaakov stole. Umanichel no berosho, Kar Kiplu Shel Rabbi Yishmael, they also place on his face the skin of Rabbi Yishmael. If you remember that famous story where the daughter of the Caesar, when Rabbi Yishmael was being killed, requested that they take off the skin of Rabbi Yishmael's face so that she could preserve it, since he was very beautiful. So they would take that skin and place it on this person, v'talole b'tzavare, and they also would give something on the necklace on their neck. They would put a necklace around them, masko reish zuza de pisa, weighed 200 zuzin of de pisa, which is a very fancy stone. U'mechapin es hashvakin be'enach, they would also cover the marketplace with other types of stones. U'machrizin lefanav, and they would announce in front of this person as he walked through the marketplace, sach kirui plaster, the calculation of kirui, of the master of Yaakov, plaster. It was wrong, he made a mistake. Bikesh Yaakov legalos hasakeitz, as Rashi says, Yaakov wanted to reveal the end, and the end would be that the Jews would be the victors, Mashiach would come. He was clearly wrong. Look how strong we are, the Romans, and look how weak are the Jews. Achua demarna, Zaifana, the brother of our master of Esav, is false. The chame chame udlo chame lo chame. Those who saw it, and if you didn't see it, you didn't see it. In other words, it was such a rare occasion, as Rashi explains, it was once every 70 years, so the chances are you would only see it one time, you would never see it again in your lifetime, and some people wouldn't even live to see it once. Mayahani lirama birama be rama use. What benefit does a trickster get for his trickery? He gets nothing because he Yaakov ultimately lost. Ula zayfana bezayfenuse, and his forgery with forgeries, it doesn't help him. He tried and it didn't work. Umesaimin bahachi, and they end off the ritual with the following words: Vail dein kar yakum dein. Woe to this one when this one rises, which is a really strange statement, which Rashi explains means woe to Esav when Yaakov rises, which almost sounds like in their ritual that they're foreshadowing that the Jewish people are going to come back and be victorious once again. One other interesting point to mention before we continue is that Rashi writes with regards to the skin of Rabbi Yishmael, he points out Va'adayin munach begins a romi, that they still to that to his day he claimed that they still had this skin of Rabbi Yishmael, and it's been placed in the Geniza in Rome, somewhere in Rome. I don't know if it's in the Vatican now or who knows where it was at that time. There wasn't any Christians in those days at that point. Well, maybe by Rashi's time. So maybe by Rashi, he's talking about that the Vatican has the skin of Rabbi Yishmael. I do not know. Anyhow, the Gemara continues. Amar of Ashi, Hechshilan Piyam L'Rishayim. The Rishayim, these Romans, with their own words, they're stumbling on themselves. I Amru, why? I Amru Zayfna Achua Demarna Kidika Amri. It would have made more sense for them to say as follows: Zayfuna, it was forged. Achua, the brother, Demarna, the brother of our master. It was forged. Who was forged? Brother of our master. That clearly shows that the brother of their master is false. He forged things. He was wrong. He was a faker. Hashta to Amri. Demarna Zayfana. However, but now that it says the brother of our master is false, it almost sounds like not only is the brother of our master, but even our master itself. Marna Gufei Zayfanahu. It sounds like you're even saying that our master himself is also false. Okay. Now the Gemara, so that was the ritual that was performed once every 70 years. But the question is, if it was a ritual which has a Yom Eid, why wasn't it listed in the Mishnah? B'tana didan my time aloka chashiv la lahai. My time aloka chashiv la, why don't you include it? Lahai de isa b'chol shasa b'shasa kachashiv, de leisa b'chol shasa b'shasa aloka chashiv. So the Gemara answers, the reason why it wasn't mentioned is because it comes once every 70 years. If it would come more often, if it was a yearly ritual, then the Mishnah would have listed it. So we end off the Gemara here, again, talking about the Yom Tiglach HaZikno. What is the holiday Yom Tiglach HaZikno Ublariso? It's unclear whether Yom Tiglach HaZikno Ublariso refers to just the cutting of the hair and leaving the mullet in the back, or it refers to both the cutting of the hair and then leaving the mullet in the back and then cutting the mullet afterwards. The Gemara didn't have a clear answer. And then we learned about this fascinating ritual that was performed once every 70 years, which was, again, the Yom Eid, the holiday for the Romans, but it wasn't listed in our Mishnah because it was not a yearly occurrence.